good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And before we get started with today's show, we are behind on our birthday greetings.
Oh, man, are we ever.
Therefore, I will lay those on you today, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Lindsay Crusoe. Is that like Robinson Crusoe?
She's stranded without a birthday.
Oh, had a birthday Friday the 4th.
Get it on Friday.
And she would love a greeting in Mike's fat guy voice. All right?
Uh-huh. Hey, Grace, how about putting some peanut butter in a jelly donut and then filling it also with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Get the honey, Junior.
Lindsay Crusoe had a happy birthday on Friday the 4th. Yeah.
I wonder, is there anyone in this room that is currently on pain meds?
Lindsay Crusoe.
You know, that voice in my current condition is very, very easy for me to do.
Slip right into it, can you?
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Brian Searcy. Is that Searcy or Searcy?
Yes, it is.
Is Buzz's nephew on Facebook.
That's right.
He turned 37 last Tuesday. We are behind on
our birthdays. Yeah, just a little. We're going to catch up.
Ryan Stevenson also had a birthday last Tuesday, and after years of being ignored, he would like a personal greeting from Rob Spiewak from RWS.
All right. Go f*** yourself.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow. Rob has tapped into the popularity of that saying when he laid it on me a while back. But as I like to remind Rob occasionally,
Ryan Searcy, right? Searcy.
No, Ryan Stevenson.
Okay, oh, I wanted to make it personally.
Thank you. Mike.
Go f*** yourself, Ryan.
Mike Joyce had a birthday Thursday. Uh-huh. He listens with his dog, Darby, and his girlfriend, Shayna. David Kreider turned 33 Thursday. He met Mike and RJ at the meetup in Buffalo last December.
You remember.
Brian Washington, a.k.a. David Moody, turned 35 on Friday. These are all behind. I'm glad we got to him
today. We're catching up, Mike.
Michael Whittington. I know a Whittington. He's a maniac, but it's not Michael.
Oh, okay.
What? Anyway.
Runs in the family.
He had a birthday on Sunday and wishes O'Mara would friend him on Facebook. Not if you call me O'Mara.
Well, actually, that might be my doing.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Trying to shake it up.
Oh, you're doing what? You're doing the Letterman thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Hey, then I will friend him.
Maybe he's talking about Carla.
Those
you just don't know.
Those are the birthdays. And now a programming note.
Yeah.
Today's program will feature an extra commercial message.
Oh, one extra commercial.
One extra commercial.
Are you ready for the music?
And it's a long one. Cue the music.
If it would play, we would have it.
No.
Yes.
You can do better.
Oh.
I hate to linger this. Don't give me the look. I'm not trying to bust your balls. That it's not like you're breaking rocks.
It's cheerful. He wants something more strongly cheerful.
I just got here, so I'm not going to say it. But I think you can do better as well.
these are your friends talking, Rob.
I know that.
I really, really could have used you for yesterday's show. Well, Oscar, when I bust any of the boys' balls, you know, you're my go-to
guy.
Your
backup. That is true, yes.
You're my backup. Yes.
Backup
ball buster. You legitimize my attacks, which it's invaluable to me. So
you enable him.
Well, you were stressed out yesterday.
I was very stressed
out. Yeah, understandably.
Almost perfect.
But not perfect.
Getting warmer.
We've done this before.
Yes.
Oh, looking for a little more high energy.
Shopping is half the fun.
Is this canon?
Almost so much energy that I will not be able to keep up with.
Oh, he can't compete with that.
It's but pretty high energy.
That's a little too high energy.
Oh, too much.
Yeah. Something just down a notch.
I'm not sure I like that one.
No, I think we should get away from the 70s thing.
So now you want an entire... Mark suggested...
I have a suggestion for Mark.
Mark suggested an entirely
A personal suggestion.
Genre. Yeah. Genre yeah. In your iPad.
A different iPod.
What about game showy kind of...
What's this? Are you like going one right after the other after the
I
other?
Like this production package.
Okay. You might want to think about getting out of it.
What about the first one was almost perfect?
It was almost perfect, but I know you've got so much in that machine of yours. How many cuts do you have in that machine?
This one's going to be good.
All right. Yeah.
Think outside the package.
How many times has this happened to you? You sit down, excited to watch a DVD of your favorite radio personalities,
perfect,
getting drunk and driving cross-country to see a football game, only to realize you don't have any DVDs like that at all.
Don't drink
at all.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Sure is.
Well, those problems are now a thing of the past, because now there's the TMOS Road Trip 2011 DVD. All of your incidentally, this is our December fundraiser. Mm-hmm. If you don't buy this, we fail. Thank you very much.
Hey, no, Mike, you know what? If they don't buy it, they fail.
That's true. The TMOS Road Trip 2011 DVD.
Yay.
All your favorite radio guys in one convenient RV and ready to watch at a moment's notice. Whether you prefer the sweetness of Mike O'Mara, the smoky goodness of Rob Spiewak, the spicy taste of Santana, the tongue-teasing sour flavor of Buzz Burbank.
I love that.
The marshmallow goodness of Diaz or Mark Ronick's ass. They're all here in one convenient disc set. Two-disc set. Sorry.
Don't be sorry about two discs.
I'm not going to start over.
Don't be sorry, no. Mike. It was almost perfect.
Sorry, I have a little dry mouth.
Have a sip of water and go on.
How much would you pay for this? But wait.
What?
It comes in a box made of space-age polymers
nice.
That resist breaking, creasing, and mutilation. Now how much would you pay? Don't answer yet. Because there's more.
Yes?
Each DVD chronicles the fabulous road trip, including stops in German beer halls.
Plural.
Karaoke palaces. Dive bars, tailgating scenarios, uh-huh. and family restaurants.
Nice.
Plus lots of intrigue, music, and cheeky shenanigans. This gets better with age, this copy. Similar DVDs have sold for over $700.
Wow. Wow.
That seems extreme.
But wait.
What?
All of the footage on this DVD was shot exclusively in America and features 100% Americans, except for Oscar. Every time someone buys this DVD...
Never gets old.
It's like waving old glory in a 4th of July parade.
It doesn't get much better than that.
If you love the USA, you'll buy this DVD.
Yes, you will.
How much would you pay now?
I would pay...
$49.95? No!
No?
$39.95? No, but wait. Order soon to guarantee Christmas delivery and put the real meaning of Christmas back into the holidays.
Well, I'd hope
imagine
so.
The little ones facing... facing
what's that?
Death and destruction. Now, imagine the little ones faces... I'll start again.
Yes.
Take three.
Imagine the little ones' faces lighting up with joy when they find out RJ is under the tree this year. Don't ruin another Christmas. Buy this DVD. Only $20 plus shipping and handling.
$20?
Is $20 too much, Buzz, to pay to guarantee so much happiness?
I think not.
Order now while you can. Well, you can't order right now because it will be available for ordering, what, Thursday?
This Thursday.
Thursday afternoon after the show. It will be available for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. And God bless the United States of America. Start the damn
thing. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, God. Andre, really?
What is a Facebook post?
What the?
Good pizza. Good friends.
You kidding me?
Good times.
Yeah.
Plus, I already got 5 comments. Someone goes, that's the spicy pizza.
Seriously, can you please stop it? All of you, you guys are so annoying. All this online social interaction, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Jenny, can you please stop posting pictures of your stupid kid all the time?
That stupid kid is your niece.
Yeah, I don't care if it's my dick. I don't need to see 1,000 pictures of it pretending to ride a dog.
You know what? I'm tweeting everything you're saying and people are really behind you.
I'm gonna tweet your face, Andre.
Oh, guys, Taco's got a point, okay? I mean, the whole like Twitter, Facebook thing, it's getting a little out of hand.
Well, I've come up with an alternative. I've created the first ever offline social network.
I think this has been happening for a while, Taco. It's called Society.
It's better than Society. It's My Face.
My Face?
I'll give you an example. Watch, I'll post a comment. I didn't bring any money to pay for my meal today.
For real?
Yeah, can I borrow $10?
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, November 15, 2011, and we are over 10 million downloads and growing every single day.
We should have a party to celebrate that.
Yeah. We really should. That's a great idea. More stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, it's a busy time of year for
us.
It's
the holidays.
That's the way it goes. Trips. Our show today brought to you by AdamandEve.com for a limited time. Get 50% off just about anything from toys to videos. In fact, order one item at 50% off and get 3 free adult DVDs plus free shipping on the entire order. Use the code TMOS on checkout to get this special special offer. Enter TMOS at the offer code at adamandeve.com or go through the ad link on our website. Yes, it is Tuesday. It is post-op Tuesday.
Yeah.
It is post-Las Vegas Tuesday for Oscar Santana.
Right.
It is post-Miami Tuesday for RJ Diaz, who spent the weekend out of Miami. I don't think we even talked about that. But Oscar, let's get it right out of the way so I don't forget, because we got a lot to talk about
today.
Thank
you so much.
You had a great meet and greet out there?
I didn't
hear about it.
Thank you to all. Thank you. Motherfucker.
Oh!
Jesus
Christ. Welcome back, Oscar.
That's all I got on my Facebook page all weekend. La,
I know,
la,
I saw
la,
that.
La, la.
I was you singing it all weekend.
You know, if I were you, I'd be mad at Mark for starting it, too.
Yeah. What was great about this past weekend was I haven't ever taken a trip like this with my brother.
Right.
And
oh, that's right.
To be fair, I run him down about his social, I guess, acumen.
Yes.
Because I thought he was kind of boring and just was a doctor. And
not nearly as gregarious as you are.
No, not nearly.
Who is?
Not a social butterfly.
Though, I was completely wrong. I had the best trip of my life to Las Vegas with my brother.
Oh, that's cool.
It was
cool.
Great time. He had great friends. It was awesome. And more importantly, we showed up at 4 p.m. with basically 24 hours notice on a Saturday in the middle of a fight weekend to a strip mall bar. And
was that a strip mall bar or a bar in a mall?
It was a strip ball. You know what I mean.
You
actually, when he asked what you meant. He doesn't know.
It's in a strip mall, but it's a bar in a strip mall.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what it is.
All right.
But it's not like any place that's shiny or has lights.
Right. It's similar maybe to our karaoke experience.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like, except it's got a little patio outside.
And I'm
that's
beginning
it.
To think, aren't those the best places to go?
Yep.
The best Chinese restaurants are there.
The best place as I walked in, and I got to tell you, when I first walked in, I felt like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Right.
Because I was there with my friend Angela and my brother, who for some reason wanted, I said, look, you don't have to come. We've been drinking forever. You can just hang out. He goes, no, I want to come hang out. So
I would like to come in and hang out.
I would like to spend some time with you, although you are inferior to me.
He speaks perfect English. I hate you guys.
Okay. I'd really like to come in even though you're inferior to me.
Yeah, that works.
Right.
So
I want to come in. I want to have a drink.
We show
I
up.
I want to drink with you because you're such a nicer boy.
See, an accent is
He's
more
not
fun.
Italian,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I thought there was like two people there, but people were scattered around the restaurant. And by the end of the appearance, we had at least 11, 12 people with 24 hours notice in Vegas.
Very
wow.
Nice.
And
yeah, that's very short.
Tom Holly from NBC3 showed up with one of his colleagues.
Oh, cool.
And we all hung out and it was funny. Oh, my God. You guys would have loved every piece of this. So. Huh. Maybe fifth beer in, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is what it's all about, right? And I think my brother's getting
this
what we
do. This is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a couple there. I think we read the letter on air where the gentleman was in a coma and his wife and him would sit there and listen. And
yeah,
one of the greatest testimonials we've ever
gotten. He just got off a ventilator last week, and he was able to make the appearance with his wife.
Wow.
That is so great.
That's amazing.
God, I'm going to get emotional.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
What was the name
of the joint?
It was called the Paradise Cantina.
Paradise. Now, how did you select that to start with?
Well, because
it's a cantina, Mike.
He's comfortable there. Thank you, Rob. When I first started going to Vegas, I always wanted to do these appearances. And this is, I think, the third one we've done overall.
Right.
And every time I would talk about it on my Facebook page or even off air to listeners that lived in Vegas, I said, look, whatever you do, don't do in a casino.
Right.
Anybody that lives around here, that's here, they don't want to go to casino.
Right.
They want to go somewhere normal where there's parking.
That's a good tip.
We can hang
out. I like that tip.
So we went out there, and this young lady walks in, and I start waving at her, and I'm like, hey, like, because everybody that walks indoors there for me, not at all.
Right.
And then I saw her walk by us. I said, wait. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm still waving at her. I'm like,
sure.
No, come
keep
in.
Trying.
Like, because I'm hammered. And
come on in.
Yeah, and she walks around me straight to Tom Holly. Which is,
by the way,
the guy on TV in Las
TV
Vegas.
TV boy!
Yeah.
Because Tom was kind enough to put on his Facebook page that he was going to be out the Paradise Cantina.
Oh, nice.
And he should come hang out. And he was going to meet a cast member from the Mike O'Mara show and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So as she walks by me straight to Tom, I'm like, well, that's embarrassing.
That sucks.
But
the capital S.
Well, the save would have been, hey, how are you? The weather guy's right there.
No, I made sure I had the most attention when I was like, oh, that person's there for me too.
Oh, God.
So that didn't really work out. But I had a great crowd out there. It was awesome. I play the high dollar slot machines in honor of you.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Did you win?
Well, I don't know what high dollar is. I bet $5 a pull. for four pulls.
I think $5 is the entry level for a high. I think
$5 is the land of demarcation.
Yeah, that's where it
divides. You go into idiot land with slot machines.
Yes. Yes.
And $5 is a significant.
So you did four $5 pulls straight.
I said $20. This $20 is for Mike O'Mara.
And right? Straight pulls. You didn't like do any cross bets.
No. Okay. I have this. I love the Wheel of Fortune.
Was that
machine.
In the Paradise Cantina that they had the slot
no,
machine?
No, this was as I left the hotel.
At Caesars?
Okay. No, I was in the Planet Hollywood.
Okay, because you bet me the game you bet was Caesars.
That is old. I know you covered that on yesterday's show, mm-hmm. but I've never really been sports gambling before.
Mm. I don't know how to do it.
Well, I don't either. And when you ask, they treat you like an a-hole.
Oh, right, yeah. So. Right, yeah.
Especially on game day.
You know what? That's also like, it's like craps. You can't enter into it not knowing
you
because
know
they
what's
assume
going on.
That you know.
I knew that I was going to bet on some games and I was going to take you with me, Mike O'Mara, in spirit.
Nice.
Right.
And I know you got the pictures.
You
and
did,
you got
and
the
it
bets.
Really lifted my spirits because I was really glad to see you, did not lay down a bet on Michigan.
Yes.
The Michigan-Iowa game because Iowa got,
well,
you know,
it's because I woke up like at 1 p.m. and
but
I
that
said,
was fine.
That worked out.
Because
that worked
first
out.
Of all, I didn't hear from you on Saturday yes. so that was cool because I said at that point, obviously, when you see if Iowa had won, I'm like, damn, I wonder if
you rat bastard.
But the fact is, I still, because I'm a degenerate gambler, you were thinking of me, and it was great to get that text to see. Oscar sends me a text of the bet ticket.
Yeah, right.
It's actually our picture for yesterday's show.
Yes,
and he bet the Ravens.
Yes. Right.
And then when the Ravens lost, knowing again that I'm a degenerate gambler, he lays another $20 bet on the Patriots, who covered and did fine. And the fact is, it was a push, and I can accept.
Wasn't
that.
It even. So much more fun though to watch the game?
You know
you
what?
Had money. No?
Unfortunately for the Patriots
out?
Game, I was in.
Oh, okay.
I was out. I was so completely stressed out with the whole thing. But it was great that you did that. The one thing I wanted to mention, you when you gave me a call yesterday, Buzz asked me. He said one of the things about medication
anesthesia.
And taking that, and I wasn't even on anesthesia when you called. However, after that, Buzz says you tend to get emotional
when
you're on anesthesia.
I've seen it. Yeah.
And I said to Carla, I think it was like something last night. I said, Oscar called me right before the surgery, and on the way out of the conversation, he said, "Love you." And I said, "I'm not used to a guy saying that to me." And I said, and it was real, and I was like. And I was wondering, and then when you mentioned that you get that way I was like taken aback.
Yeah.
But that's the whole, it's really a machismo Latin
Absolutely.
Thing where you were comfortable saying that. We all said it to each other
yes.
when you were, in your situation. But it's
when
nice
you
to
parted
get that.
With
and Oscar, I mean that. I sincerely appreciate it.
When you
that.
Parted with Oscar on the phone yesterday, was it as emotional as when you parted with Buzz after yesterday's show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Did I miss that?
Buzz left the show yesterday, and I always bus ball, balls.
Sure.
Buzz is extremely
It was
thoughtful.
A great moment.
Buzz is probably one of the more thoughtful people as far as sending cards and stuff like that.
Certainly in this room.
One-on-one, he's not as comfortable as some of the other guys here in saying stuff, but he said, Buzz is leaving, and my comment being Mr. Selfish,
I
say, "Hey, Buzz, that's okay. I'll be fine." And Buzz doesn't come back.
Nope.
And all I hear from the kitchen was, "I already wished you well."
Yeah.
But Buzz got the, I think you called in the hospital also. You called maybe after the, I don't know when
I called.
You called
at a time that I thought would be after your procedure, and it turned out you hadn't gone in yet. There was a delay.
Right.
So I chatted with Carla a little bit. And
something
then we
about the insurance?
After you got out.
To be
well.
Honest, I would love to single anyone out in this entire room on lack of
dropping
thoughtfulness,
the ball,
but nobody dropped the ball.
Good.
Everybody could not have been more supportive of this.
Good.
And I will tell
As
you,
it should be.
If you want that perfect work record score, do a show from your house. Because I'm not doing this show if it's anywhere else. It ain't happening.
Right.
I'm not getting out of the house.
It still took two guys to help you make your 10-foot commute.
That is because I am on the couch in the den, I was up in the bed where I can, and the bed sits up way high.
So you didn't sleep down here?
No, I slept up.
How did you make the steps?
I don't fucking know. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That was real. I have no idea how I got up those
shocked.
Stairs last night.
Oh, I'm shocked. But you know what? Coming down would be even harder. Yeah.
You know what? Well, let
even
me,
harder.
I don't really. There are several little blank spots that I'm not 100% sure.
Sure. Yeah, you'll have
how they happened.
One of them was I know 1989.
How was the sleep from the anesthesia? I'm always jealous about the anesthesia when you're coming
Did
out.
Did you ask Carla for more milk? Like Michael Jackson?
Breast milk.
No. I was talking about, they call propofol a milk of amnesia, you say.
You know what? The anesthesia is interesting. There are several interesting stories. An amazing story from my doctor, which I will tell in code to respect his privacy, but I will tell you it, when you hear a story, especially from a doctor,
yeah,
you expect it to be like, okay, it makes you feel good. It's a little happy. You don't expect to be carried away with a story.
Okay.
And I will tell that story. I will tell you about the entire experience that will include the fact that I do love my doc. I do. He's a great guy, and he will go nameless until he lets me talk about him.
I think, once again, I'm still picturing the guy from The Daily Show, Rob Riggle. So let's just call him Dr. Riggle.
Dr. Riggle.
I hate anesthesia, as Oscar mentioned before. I'll tell you why.
Oh, I love
post-op migraine and fingers smashed in the car door on the way home.
Oh, no.
You can take a look at that. No. That is... always helps after a surgical
Damn
procedure.
You, Doug.
I will have all the details with the surgery on a post-op Tuesday. That's coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every time I move, I lose.
All right.
When I look, I'm in. And every time I turn around, I'm back in love.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'm going to kick it right over to Mr. Rob Spiewak, who's going to talk about Wait Not, because he's got some good stuff to tell you about.
Good stuff to tell you, and you know, we're medical heavy today. It's like an episode of Quincy, but I had an appointment yesterday and an appointment this morning. I am pleased to report that since beginning Wait Not, my liver scores are back in the normal range.
Really? Your liver is not
And that
fine.
Has nothing to do with drinking as much as it had to do with sheer obesity and fattiness around the liver.
This is the highest scoring season for your liver.
Yes, it is. It's doing very well.
Your liver is no longer inside of your body going, let me out!
It's been sending me threatening letters. I've been getting hate mail from my liver.
Up until Rob went on Wait Not, his liver, when we would interview his liver, it would actually sound like Gene Wilder in Young Frankenstein every time you talk to it.
But my liver scores are normal, and here's my big news. Mm. As of this morning, off one of my blood pressure medicines.
Really?
My blood pressure came in a little low this morning. When I went to the doctor, it was 110 over 70.
People are getting healthier on Wait Not.
So I'm very, very pleased with, 40 pounds in my rearview mirror, and also jeans 6 inches smaller.
That's awesome.
I only started September 1st, guys.
I called you skinny yesterday when I was shoving cupcakes into my mouth.
Which I like better than when you said you reek of booze, which is what you've said before.
Yes.
So we've changed.
That was a compliment.
unbelievable results. Results, man.
Yes, and you can believe in it. It's waitnot.com, 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. Congratulations on
Thank
that,
you.
Rob.
It makes you feel like $1 million.
Once
no
again,
lie.
We remind everybody to send us your testimonials. We would love to hear from you. Please tell us about your success on Wait Not. We would love to hear about it. Now, before we go on with the whole post-op show, I will tell you we got a wonderful letter from a lady yesterday who sent us just a wonderful Iowa
beautiful
notepads, pens. Everything. This comes to us from Teresa, and she writes a card that says, "Sometimes I'll think about something you said and I'll laugh, and then other people choosing tomatoes at the grocery store will wonder what's so funny about that tomato." I love that. You're good for me. What a great card.
Nice.
She writes, "Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mark, and RJ, I wanted to thank you for all the laughs you have given to me and continue to give me. You have helped me through breast cancer.
Ooh.
Rob, I hate cancer too.
Amen.
Job loss and just everyday life. I order all the bonus shows. And I go then to your page, your Amazon page to shop. And that comes to, she says, MOM equals best show ever.
Nice.
Thanks for all the laughs. Teresa, thank you very much for that wonderful little care package.
Thank you,
we
Teresa.
Really appreciate
wow.
that. All right, back to the show. Well, I'll get to this very quickly because, I hate talking about it, to be honest with you. I don't like to go through it.
By the way, I
do like receiving all the attention, but I hate relaying
people
it.
Are dying to know, especially since
that I didn't die.
Yes, yesterday was conceivably your final broadcast. podcast.
Good job, Mike. I was shocked when I came in today and saw you hooked up to all that equipment. You had flashing lights and numbers, and a thing was pumping your leg up and down, and it's amazing.
They couldn't do the operation until there was a thunderstorm.
The nuts and bolts of this procedure is they replaced my ACL with a cadaver ACL. That's done. It's a standard procedure. You don't help by immediately snorting when I mention cadaver.
Must be allergies.
Thank you very much.
That's what it is.
How do you feel?
They cleaned up the meniscus area, which was damaged as well. Uh-huh. And so they basically put 3 holes in my knee, 2 to do the cleanup procedure, and then 1 on the bottom to put in the new machinery that they've got.
If you think Mike has been through it, you should see the other guy.
Jesus.
Oh man!
You know what? He is not mature enough to deal with this subject matter.
Oh no!
He truly isn't.
I'm a statue of maturity in this
company. You're just button it. So anyway, I just have to tell you, I love this doc. He's done 2 procedures on me. One was just basic 50-year-old wear and tear. The other one was me being an asshat and falling outside of a hockey game.
Oops.
So he comes in, and his little trip is that he draws a little picture on the knee.
Okay.
And he just same line last time. He said, so which knee are we doing again? That's his joke. And then I'm still kind of out of it. I'm not on anesthesia yet, but he tells me this story about how's the knee. Nice, Rob.
Wow.
Show everybody your little picture. Show everybody your
dead guy.
That's Rob. Dead guy asking.
You know what? I would like to think that when I die, if any part of my body was still useful, it would go to somebody that could use it.
I think
that's a delightful cadaver.
Way to cover your ass.
Thing to have. Mike, you're very brave.
So he tells a story about another old guy. Say, you know, we're not getting any younger. And he tells a story. And the only way I can do this is to say this was a distant relative of his.
Okay. Okay.
And he was talking about the part of the world that he lives in, which is not really known for producing doctors, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, it comes from kind of a tough guy background.
Mm-hmm. Cambridge.
And he's telling this story about the fact that at a cousin's funeral that he was not able to go to, they went to this the relative that he knows that went to the funeral told the story.
Okay.
That they got there where they were having the wake, and it suddenly became he became aware of the fact that everybody was dressed a little casually.
Okay.
Then he mentioned that the cousin was an officer in a club. And he was an officer in a club that is similar to the club depicted on FX's Sons of Anarchy.
Wow. Oh.
And they said that they were there, and the members of this club, and it's a famous one.
Oh.
Not the most famous, the second most
famous one. Okay. Mm.
They will go nameless also.
I love when he speaks in riddles.
Yes. There are only 2.
Yeah.
And
Renegade Pigs.
No, not the Renegade Pigs.
Mike's Bikes.
One of the deals. All I know, and I'm not getting this story totally right, but one of the things they do is at the open casket at the end, they throw bullets in there, kind
mementos.
Of like to signify their
case,
solidarity. Yes. Uh-huh. And one of the other things they do, which the funeral director had to stop them, is it's tradition to give the guy 1 last ride around the parking lot. If that doesn't rivet you to a story, and I'm like going, you know, and he walked away, and I went, you know what? That was not one of your dull doctor stories.
No.
That was about as cool a story as I've ever heard.
I've got very few things that really flip me out. A lot of people know about bats, but wax museums flip me, and it's because I'm scared of corpses. I don't like the inanimate that should be animate.
You should grow up in an Irish Catholic family.
You must be terrified of Mike's knee.
You'll see plenty of those, that's for sure.
But the thought of taking him out of the box
and
driving him around.
Said he got him halfway out before the funeral. Said, no, you can't do that.
Oh, my God. They wouldn't be able to cut on me because my blood pressure would have gone up.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. And all the bullets fell out.
It was great. But you know what? It took me away, and it was a good timing.
Good distraction.
Then my procedure ran a little late because next to me was I just label people Johnny Fairfax. And anybody that knows Northern Virginia and knows Fairfax, yes, The land of Fairfax County is the land more than any other land of me.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as Carla said, I loved it all being about me when they'd come in, I'm not, this guy lapped me 16 times.
Mm.
This guy, I heard him talking about him all the way through the lobby, through everything. He's like, yeah.
Young guy, old guy?
Old guy.
Okay.
I'm figuring the guy for 2 years, 12 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
I live in Fairfax. He's like, how does the story affect me?
Yeah, exactly. It is the land of me. Yeah, it is the land of wait in line if you see a line.
It
is the land of every restaurant that's new, being the first at the movies, being the first,
to be there,
first.
Right?
Everyone, and I mean everyone in Fairfax County has a brand new car. Everybody does.
Everybody.
That's the way it goes. And it's just like, I hear this guy.
Children.
And the guy's going, babbity, 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 babbity. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there just with Carla in our isolated little isolation chamber. Mm-hmm. And you hear 34 doctors over there going, hey, how you doing today, Phil? Babbity, babbity, babbity. Me, but about me, but about me, me, I. And I'm sitting there, and about 5 minutes into it starts to piss me off.
Sure.
And Carla's like, calm down, man. You're son of a bitch.
Now, when you're in your isolation chamber, do you hear?
It's just a curtain.
Does it go, deet, deet?
Your heart rate.
And then I hear the words I don't want to hear and say, well, don't worry, Dr. Madden has done hundreds of these. And I'm like, he's got the same doc and he's going in before me.
Wow.
And it's a knee replacement.
Oh.
Which is going to take a little longer than my thing. So I realize at this moment I'm going to be a little bit late, that my procedure is going to be a little late. And it's the anxiousness.
The anxiety.
About a little over an hour.
Right.
That's
tough.
But it's,
because you're sitting there in the waiting room.
Already got an IV and I'm kind of waiting to go.
The waiting is the hardest
part. Especially when the doctor had just called and said he was around the corner.
And then across from me
texted.
Is an ophthalmologist. And I see across from me is a guy where he comes again, Dr. So-and-so, my husband Jerry's brother worked with you in the thing like that. And you hear, how are you? Oh, that's good. It's good to see you. You look good. We'll have so-and-so will be here. Pete's coming down in just a second because he'd love to see you and we're great. And you've got Jerry. Jerry's going to be doing that. And he's like, okay, that's great. She turns around.
Uh-huh.
Looks at me.
Yes.
Literally, this is how it looks.
Oh, no.
She goes like this. She said, I hope you can see this on camera. That's great. Uh-huh. Jerry will be coming down later. Good to see you. It's been too long. Are we doing okay here?
The tone changes completely.
And I realize I'm on a U.S. Air flight with bad flight attendants.
Yeah, you're right. Older, bad flight attendants.
But it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter because I have a great doctor, and everything is going to be fine.
Good.
And so finally the time comes, and the anesthesiologist comes to me, and I said, you know, the last time I had this, I got a buddy of mine, Brett, who's an anesthesiologist. He gave me whatever the cocktail was that really was the first time I'd ever had surgical anesthesia that made me feel good. And I'm saying this to the anesthesiologist, and his response is, well, we're gonna knock you out, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he walks out, and I'm like going, you know, I don't think
he doesn't
I'll feel
care
the same
what's
way.
What's gonna work. He has his own plan,
so, but he's a good guy, and you know, he's a
sounds
pro,
like sure.
And but it's just, you know, that it's not going to be the same way. So the anesthesia, when I was coming out of that, there are two ways it goes with me with anesthesia. Some people react well to it, some people don't. I either get incredibly nauseous, the best way I could explain it, I feel like I'm going to die.
Okay, and, now what are the symptoms of the death?
The death would be feeling like your whole body is constricting on you, and you have the shakes.
Well, that's not right.
And you are also the last one out of recovery because it takes you 10 hours to recover from
that's
this.
Not
he overdid
right.
it. You know, and a lot of people don't think this, and it was explained to me this way. Anesthesia is really bringing people very close to death. Closer to death than they're going to be in life.
Right.
And so the closer you get to that line, the longer it takes to come out. That's a delicate dance, man.
I disagree with you. I think he did it right because he woke up. If he overdoes it, you don't wake up.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It is what it is. Some people react badly
when
to it.
Carla said,
all I know is that just my friend, and I'll mention his name, my friend Brett Robinson, who lives here in Manassas, and I play golf with the dude. And the guy, when I looked at him, he looked seriously like he was a Rastafarian guy.
I remember
that's
this
gonna
guy.
Going to be part of a Calypso band on Jamaica, not a guy that was doing that. I remember going, oh, look at those dreadlocks. And then 10 minutes later, the guy comes over and goes, hi, I'm Brett Robinson. I'm going to be your anesthesiologist. And then I end up being a buddy of the guy, and I start playing golf.
Well, it was the first time he'd ever had an anesthesia wrapped in paper.
So you never get that feeling like, wow, I just had the best rest of my life.
No.
Oh,
not even close.
And I thought
that's the worst part of the procedure always for me. Always be Anesthesia. Okay. That I cannot stand.
I'm sorry the anesthesia went bad. I think it's nice that Dr. Murray's working again.
So, or but I'll tell you, Conrad. I will say this with all confidence. And, you know, I'm going to mention next time I see him, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like to get the props, but he's written about, and I know already that it might look like I'm all gimped up here, but I know I got the best in the business to do it, and I know that my recovery is going to be accordingly, that I'm going to do well with this, because that's just how good the guy
then
is.
Then I feel bad even bringing this up. But,
right. Here we go. This is
when
great,
you came
but...
from the den into here,
yeah.
Did you know that you're... your right leg is now 4 inches shorter than your left.
They give you stuff now. I'm in a machine. The boys all saw it. Oscar, you didn't get the privilege of seeing this.
Leg machine.
I got a leg machine.
Leg machine.
I got a leg machine, and I got an ice machine.
Water machine.
Yeah. Water machine that circulates the cold water around the knee.
Oh,
and then,
wow.
And yeah, then a machine that takes you up to the max I can do is 90 degrees. I'm up to 75 degrees on the thing today because they say that.
So it has a thermostat.
24 hours. No, degrees as far as the angle you hump.
I know.
Stretching so anyway, you out?
Stretches you out. Yeah. Goes back and forth.
Can I get on that thing?
Now, boys, I will warn you that today, because they have all the medicine that's still in the knee, is they call it the honeymoon day.
Oh. Lots of sex.
And then tomorrow is the worst day of the week.
That's right.
And then Thursday you start the real recovery.
I always perk up when you talk about migraines because I share that with you. And you said earlier that you had a post-op migraine.
Right after the procedure was done, I got the visual disturbance. On top of the wanting to die and all that good stuff.
I think
and
that's just, the anesthesia, too.
That has something to do with it, too, sure. I think. Yeah. Absolutely. So it was not pleasant. And then they have the one that thinks very cool about this hospital, which sounds like an L.A. hospital. They have valet parking. But I guess they have to because people are being wheeled
out
of their car.
Yeah.
So I have to – the leg is completely straight. So I've got to pull myself into my car – and I got to lift my butt up and pull it as far back as I can. And the little handle in my car didn't get me to do that.
So are you in the back seat?
I'm in the front seat, and I reach around the outside where they put the crutches,
right.
The outside door, and I wrap it around when they shut the door.
Oh.
And that's when they smashed my finger in the door.
What did you say?
I said a word.
No tip for you.
I said a word, and I was so numbed up at that point. I was out of it, but I was so... I knew I'd heard it, and I was so incredibly pissed off.
Oh, no.
Just like it, you know, it was.
I can only equate it to taking a fall when you're really drunk and you know it's going to hurt tomorrow. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, I do that too, Rob.
I know we all have done that.
As I mentioned before, it makes me fighting mad.
Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Oscar.
Do you remember what the guy said or the lady said when she shut your fingers?
Something like, scusamente.
It was my people.
She said $40 copay.
I'm just glad Doug the security guard's working again.
Now, what I'm excited to ask you is, as a fat guy, you did not get to eat all day yesterday because the anesthesia, and you probably didn't eat last night.
No, I ate last night.
Oh, you did? What did we have?
We had a little Carla put together. There are some rolls that she got. This is not on the Weight Not program. I got one free night.
I think anytime you have surgery that requires total anesthesia, you get a pass.
You get a little pass.
Sure.
Little sliders, little ham and cheese sliders. Mm. And
love those.
I enjoyed the privilege of... the cupcakes that came from the Oakton Wine
Good
Shop.
For you.
Yeah, were they good? I didn't have any.
I know you didn't enjoy those at all. They were fantastic.
I bet the salted caramel ones were exceptional.
And listen, with the wanting to die, there was no nausea or anything like that.
That's
so
great.
I'm on the road to recovery. Got the new knee ligament. I'm ready to go. And hopefully by Thanksgiving, I'll be getting around just fine and everything should be cool.
Cool. That's
glad
great.
I got it now. And thanks to everybody that called me and did all that.
Glad you're doing all right.
Do they tell you anything about the cadaver of the ligament or the person?
No, I'll be honest with you about
it. It was heavy duty.
You get a note where you are able to anonymously write the person, which I will do. You write the person saying thank you. And it's kind of that's another a moment where you get kind of emotional. You realize, you know, inside of you is somebody else's body part.
What if somehow you get word back from the anonymous thanks? And it's a track star.
Yeah, that's what
and
I would
you
write.
Have the speed of Jackie Joyner Kersee.
I'm going to tell you one for one last time.
Can you play
Rob.
Sports? Email me.
I would be
You listen to Mike here.
I would be reasonably certain that they would not really be comfortable with us talking about this way. This is heavy-duty stuff. This is very, very heavy-duty stuff.
Be serious, Rob.
I know, Rob, that you are incapable of being serious about certain matters, but this is one where I think it's a very, very delicate subject.
It is.
Oh, shut up. I can't win. There is no way that I can win.
You're right, and I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, I am actually an organ donor.
Me too.
And I hope that there is something on my body that would prove useful to someone. And I'm not
that yesterday when we were having the wine show with Oakton Wine Shop that Mr. Ronick and I had a great laugh at your expense when you left? Do you know that you were already, that in that brief amount of time, during that hour, you became Happy Party Rob during that? Are you aware that you were,
well, you know,
that you were
when
just
you,
like...
when you drop a significant amount of weight, things speed up.
Rob goes into the initial, Rob's one of the greatest drunks I've ever known.
Yes.
Most pleasant person to drink with.
That's a tribute.
Really, one of my favorite people to drink with in the whole wide
world.
However,
you don't want my cadaver liver when I die.
No, I don't. No. But Rob was right towards the end of the show. It's just me, Mark, and Rob, and Rob's just doing this. Well, I was having it, and then we're going to do it. I light the turkey when I say, I get the trees around there. And it's just like, and he's being goofy, and he's laughing, and he leaves. And as he leaves, I look at Mark. I said, was he blottoed?
Yeah. Do you know when you...
Was he wasted?
When you just and...
Then off to the doctor.
When you and Carla left, I was the last one here, and I was finishing up some work. And I realized there was no way I should be driving home. I was knocking them back.
And you were also finishing buzzes.
Yes.
Mr. Gauthier is a wine genius. I'm going to say this again. That, folks, if you are in the Northern Virginia area, you owe it to yourself. If you want to have a happy holiday, go to the Oakton Wine Shop. Oscar, you know I'm right
about
this. This guy is over the top. It has always been my opinion that... It seems that the wines that seem to taste really the best always have that extra little...
Well, and it's not just that. If they taste better, they're, you know, like a good woman, they go down easier.
But I ended up pulling an Oscar.
Really?
What'd you
do? I took over the couch here.
Took
a little snooze. And I took a little snooze before I left.
Good for you. I couldn't even
begin
to tell you what's happened on that couch.
I'm sure.
Wow. Interesting
stuff. You literally can't.
Yes, literally can't. Thank you. So I got Robin alcohol. Miami, RJ, everything was great. Shoot. How was everything in Miami?
It was a great game.
Thanks so much.
It was a great game.
Thanks for the update. That's what I love about RJ updates. They're nice and quick.
He tried to get on another plane, but I tell you what, that plane was booked. He had to come back on a late flight.
Damn it. So I got the leg machine. I covered that. The ice machine. Incidentally, just a note to Mr. Jerry Sandusky. If you're going to do the interview, if you're going to come out with the big interview of your life to save your life, probably not a good idea to pick Bob Costas.
Yeah.
Thank God, finally, one of these significant media interviews was done by a competent journalist. I'll tell you, if I've got Bob Costas on the other end, I'm a nervous guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to have Bob Costas doing the interview
with me. If you're going to do it, know the meaning. I think of the word that he didn't know. I think the word was culpable.
Yeah.
He said, are you feel culpable? I'm not sure what you mean.
And have we mentioned his vampire teeth that he's got too? Looks a little scary as well.
They might have been from a cadaver.
I don't understand. And I know that more's coming out. And I think I have not gotten a chance to see it. I've just heard the interview.
Clips.
Okay.
You
don't see him.
I know it's a telephone interview. I have a different feeling when I know the show and I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you hear it. But regardless, I think it's tough. And I don't see this ending well for him personally because. While I want this man to be brought to justice, because I have nothing from what I heard last night's interview has changed my opinion of what I think he's done.
Nor anybody.
I agree with that.
I just don't understand what in your someone's right mind has them get in front of this like this and say, well, I might have done this and this and this.
What he's
saying.
It's
almost, it's sad and yet it's, is this who you think you are? That you're bigger and you're better than you can convince everyone?
Don't think so.
What is it?
I think that you're talking about people that are ill, in my opinion.
Okay.
You're talking about somebody who's got a
sickness.
Yeah,
sickness.
Twisted bad wiring.
He's a sick guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the same circuits connecting that we have connecting. And I'm all for innocent until proven guilty, and I do not like the lynch mob in the media either. Nothing, as you said, nothing convinced me that the guy's, you know, obviously he's in the situations. Right? Showering? with young boys.
Horseplay, Mike.
As
horse
a grown
play.
Man.
Yeah. He's,
you know, even now, sometimes perhaps it's the in the athletic world, in the team sport world, it is a different world. Nudity's different. Everything's different. You shower in a group
Among
situation.
Equals.
But still,
not with little kids.
Right. And that's right. That's where
he's essentially saying he didn't inhale.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying.
You're in a shower. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know what the ages of the kids were that are alleging this happened.
Right.
But let's say anything under the age of 13. Mm-hmm. You know, you're showering in an environment as a grown man.
Those are not equals.
You're you're doing something wrong right there.
Right.
You know?
I have lots of tape of Sandusky that I don't just feel right playing even in the audio.
Get to hell with it. Yeah.
But I do want to play one thing. This is his lawyer, Joseph Amendola, who was on the Today Show. Now, the Today Show recarried the interview that aired on the Brian Williams show last
Followed
night.
Yeah,
play this,
lawyer.
And then I'll tell you a little observation on this lawyer
and this
that
lawyer,
made me laugh, actually.
Well, this is from the Today Show this morning, and the balls on the lawyer to allege this really took me off guard.
What's happening now, in my opinion, is we have a bunch of people who have read the allegations, realize that there's a large university involved, and there may be a lot of money involved in lawsuits that are going to certainly come. And until we sort through these new allegations, we have absolutely no idea whether or not they're authentic or not.
So he's blaming greed.
That's desperate. That's a desperate
defense. It's very desperate, but you know what? It's ballsy and it's ugly.
It's ugly.
Tasteless. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's ugly when you take on a client like that. That's what lawyers are for. Somebody's got to defend him. The one tape, and you've seen this tape of him being led to the car in cuffs.
Yeah.
Okay. I urge you, because they'll show it a million more times.
Sure.
When you see this tape, check out the body language on the attorney, who is obviously making every effort to stay as far behind Jerry Sandusky. You know, he's no Gloria Allred, I'll tell you that. You see him,
he
and he's kind of looking back over, and you see him in the background, and he's walking, he's looking over, and he's like, oh, I think I'll go to the car now.
Yeah.
You know,
he has all the demeanor of a Nathan Thurm, a Martin Short lawyer character. You know, he does.
He's got that slime
about
him.
And by the way, for those who haven't caught it, the judge who released Sandusky, the reason Sandusky's free on bail is because she was a volunteer. Yeah. Was a volunteer.
Never revealed it
with his charitable organization.
That's not a
his
conflict
alleged
of cheese.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sometimes you realize how well educated these people are to become a judge. Where did they make these calls?
This shows the roots of the college sports system too. Yep. I mean, it involves a lot of influential people.
I'd love to see her
recuse.
I would since you mentioned that, I would love to see her creds for her undergrad and see if there's that or law school and see if there's any connection to Penn State.
Mm-hmm. I'd love
to think there's
whatever.
An awfully good chance.
All right, last thing before we go to break here, and then we got to get Rob's audio vault on. Rob, I believe there is a television programming note that I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Let me get a note.
You will enjoy this probably as much as I will,
as they
are promoting it to death on our favorite network, one of our favorite networks, the Food Network.
Yes.
And all live Thanksgiving Day special.
Oh, I saw this.
At 12 noon on Sunday.
Really?
I'm all in on that. I am all in on that.
Alton Brown is, you know, the main guy. He's the MC of this thing.
Kind of the MC of the deal.
It's all the chefs from the Food Network live on Thanksgiving Day.
And not only on Thanksgiving Day?
No, noon on Sunday.
Sunday. I'm
this
sorry.
Coming Sunday.
That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So they're
going
to give you their little
to
tips.
To prepare for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, let's see how they do when it's live.
Can we do a fantasy draft?
Let's see how they get along.
We'll do it. We'll prepare it tomorrow. We'll see who's going to be on the show, and we'll pick our chefs.
I love it.
And who does the best. We'll score it on Monday. That's the way it goes. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back. It says show like Kenny Rogers. Jesus Christ.
He sings so quiet.
You know, when you transport me back to WYRE.
And Mike, this one shows
Annapolis,
on purpose.
In Annapolis, Maryland, back in the dark ages when I had to play these songs. You know what it was like sitting in a urine-smelling studio?
I worked at WJFK.
Yeah, we all know.
When I had to wait through these on a tape cartridge, and I would sit there and I would play this. WYRE, your AccuWeather and Tide timetable is brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. Here's Kenny Rogers. Make him start.
Someone kill me.
Let's mention that Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by...
Yes?
M.C. Ginsburg. M.C. Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds or any works of art you create. This year, give a truly unique gift. M.C. Ginsburg, they built my knee, as a matter of fact.
You know, M.C. Ginsburg made Kenny Rogers' new face.
And they can build your imagination. If you need an object or dream up an object, turn to M.C. Ginsburg, mcginsburg.com, or click their ad on our website. Let's open it up, Mark Ronick. The Audio Vault for Tuesday, November 15, 2011.
You know, Mike, I don't know, with all your surgery, if you had a chance to watch Monday Night Football last night.
Did not get a chance.
But, you know, I am shocked. Shocked I was.
Are they at it again?
Because it's on cable.
Watching Homeland, which kicked ass again.
10 weeks into the NFL season, and they are dirtier than ever on Monday Night Football.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Welcome to the best setting, perhaps, in all sports, Lambeau Field. Nobody brings more pressure up the middle than these Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is taking what they give him. Watch this explosion in the hole. He unloads on Charles Woodson.
Takes it up inside. Gaping hole. Pressure right up the middle.
Yeah.
That'll just beat him. He feasts off young quarterbacks.
He puts the ball right on the body of Michael Jenkins. Mm. Grabs him right there.
It's a too deep system in the back end.
Oh. Good night from Lambeau, and off we go to SportsCenter.
Let me please. Here's a this would be a Ustream note to everyone.
Yeah.
I'm about to get a dirty look from Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Is that like a wine of the month comedy thing that you get where you get those?
It is, but I always enjoy it. I always enjoy it. But you want a little home cooking?
Yeah, I like. Okay. I like. Yeah. I've always preferred your original entrees to the ones that you get
homegrown.
I did a check in a la Oscar. I did a check in that I went to the Costco yesterday, and everyone lit up my Facebook wall saying they can't wait to hear some tape from Sonny. Mm-hmm. Sonny was not working yesterday.
Oh, no.
I combed the whole store. Sonny was not there. And it turned out, Mike.
Did she have a replacement?
No, it turns out she was busy recording her new hit single. Did you know? Did you know that she's made a record?
I had no idea.
It's true. It's
really?
Only going to be sold at Costco.
Really?
Yes. Would you like to hear it?
Yes. I'm fascinated by
this. Sonny, the Costco sample lady.
Play along.
Yes. She took the day off to record her new hit record. It's called Yummy Yummy Sunny, okay?
Hello, how are you? Hi, Mikey. Hi, bosses. Hello, Oscar. Hello, yummy, hello.
Yeah, I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
Come here, beso, sir.
Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do.
Come on, and everybody try. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, I got love in my tummy, and I'm silly as a
baby. It's a very good too.
The loving that you're giving is a punch baby. Living in the love is like a peaches and cream.
Have a good day, you too. Okay.
Kinda like
sugar,
kinda like spices, kinda like
you
too.
Come on and everybody try. No, hi, how are you? Come on and everybody try.
Sweet thing.
Yummy, yummy.
Sweet thing.
Yummy, yummy.
Kids love it.
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, that is awesome.
You? Come on in, everybody try.
It's great when you can applaud like this, isn't it?
Yeah. So make sure you buy that. I think you can buy that at Kemp Mill, Tower, and Waxy Maxies as well as
That's
Costco.
That's fantastic.
Bad day for Herman Cain yesterday.
Yes. Okay, because I was dicking around today with all the machines
Such
and everything.
Such a verb.
I did not get a chance. I just saw bits and pieces of this. I have not. What, massive cranial cramp?
Apparently so. He just seemed to clamp up.
Yes.
It was a simple question.
It really was.
I think the question was, do you agree with the way President Obama handled Gaddafi in Libya, right?
Precisely.
And here's how he answered it.
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree. I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reason. That's a different one. I got to go back to see. Got all this stuff twirling around in my head.
This is the same.
It's time to go.
This is the same.
It's time for your inflated dumbass ego to go pound sand, you
cheese
moron.
Meat under the cheese.
Unbelievable.
Where was that from?
Pizza guy.
An interview with,
A newspaper, a big newspaper. I don't remember which newspaper. We can get that for you. But
they were filming it.
He was being videoed in front of some newspaper editors.
This is terrifying.
This is the same candidate who referred to you, Becky Stan earlier
this year. Joking at all. And that was his little preemptive strike because he knows nothing about world affairs.
And doesn't care. Absolutely.
Well, here's his. He tried to save it with this remark, Mike.
I looked at.
Oh, forgive me.
He changed his voice.
His voice to a woman's voice.
That's his beautiful wife.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
They asked me a question about Libya, and I paused so I could gather my thoughts. You know, it's really complimentary when people start documenting my pauses. You know, it's one thing to document every word.
He's toast.
It was a pause.
It was a pause.
Not a pause. It was a complete out-of-your-depth situation. Yep.
Yeah. Now, also, big news.
Why does he make me so angry?
By the way, the newspaper was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Thank you. Ah, That's why I didn't
remember.
Why does
he make me so mad? Centennial.
Because you know what? You wanted him to be better. That's one reason.
Yeah,
because
he was.
Yeah, because I gave the guy kind of like an endorsement weeks ago.
You wanted him to be better.
Because it sounded like he was different. He might have something.
I thought he was kind of a straight shooting bright guy that was, and I didn't know he was this, you know, total closet case.
He's a maroon. The thing is, though, Mike, it's a big week in show business because you know what Friday is. Friday is Regis's last day.
Oh, man.
We've really missed this.
No, you haven't missed anything. I've been watching it.
All right.
So they're bringing in all their big bookings this week, including Jimmy Fallon in studio and a taped piece with, of course, Mr. Warmth. And this is what saddened me, because when Rickles is in studio, it's great.
Right.
So what they did is they had Rickles. The last time Regis was in L.A., he filmed a piece with Rickles sitting in, if you can think of a better place for comedy, tell me, in the empty El Capitan Theater.
That's awesome.
I mean, just an empty,
no audience,
nothing, anything. And here's just a little of it. Rickles is still a little funny, but it could have been great.
Your analysis is so spot on. I mean, everything's setting them up to fail.
You're right.
Yeah. Right.
Look at us here at the El Capitan, huh?
I'm so excited I'm going to leave. Oh, this is great.
Anyway,
what a turnout.
empty theater.
You know what I did? I really
don't even bother.
Yeah.
We know where this is going. Yeah. It's terrible.
It is horrible.
Sad, very sad.
But, you know, and that's the thing is when they were talking about Regis's last week and talking about the guests they were going to roll out, when they said Rickles, I was into it. Because Rickles is great because that audience is so slow.
And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I am actually going to bestow a compliment on Kathy Lee Gifford.
How's that?
Now that they have the gig.
Yeah.
And they have as many, this is the only compliment I can give them, they have as many funny moments as they have a-hole moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's an a-hole, don't get me wrong, especially when defends the Jenners and when she defends her friends that care to, but she is honest about it. She said, they're my friends, and I know I shouldn't be doing it, but they also, that dynamic they have where they're getting drunk every day on that set.
Oh, so you're talking about the Hoda show.
They break rules. Right. Yeah. They are breaking rules all the time, and it makes me laugh when I don't think they have any filter, and I think we need to see more of that in live television. Can you believe I'm giving Kathy Lee Gifford a compliment?
And I think that also speaks very well of Hoda, who I did not like as a news person.
I didn't like her as a
news
person.
But I like her as a personality.
And the anesthesia.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to factor that in. I don't like that they call it the Today Show still, but I've seen moments like that. So I know what you mean.
Courtney Love, who was maybe attractive a little while, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, for a while.
She was on stage in Brazil, and someone held up a picture of Kurt Cobain during her concert.
As they often do at her show.
Because, you know, her band is Hole, Mike.
Right, of course.
That's right.
Hole. What does she do when they hold up the picture?
She doesn't care for it at all.
You know, I don't need to see a picture of Kurt, asshole. And I'm going to have you removed if you keep throwing that up. I'm not Kurt. I have to live with this this ghost and his kid every day. Throwing that up is stupid and rude, and I'm going to beat the out of you. Do it again. Hmm. You know what? You weren't married to him. I was. You didn't get kicked out of a band by him like Dave. He did. Go see the Foo Fighters and do that. Great. We'll leave now. You.
Nice lady.
Wow.
Lovely lady.
Not exactly classy the way you lady, handle adversity, but I've certainly been pushed to the extremes occasionally.
And well, anytime someone shows you a picture of Kurt Cobain, I've seen you act like that a dozen times.
I get frustrated with that. What is her status with Kurt Cobain? Is her status...
No longer married.
I can't improve on that one. Thank you. Let's move on.
I want to close with this. It's all a little lengthy, but it's worthwhile. There is a website that's called ChristWire.org.
Oh, good. Okay.
And what it is, it appears at first glance to be a religious website, but really it's a satire site.
Oh.
And what they say is they don't want people to have to use ugly, horrible words in their daily life, words like vagina.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've put together a helpful list of other words that you could use.
Oh my God.
Instead of vagina.
Very good.
To spare you, Mike.
Is this associated with the Duggars at all or what?
I believe a lot of things could in this piece be associated with the Duggars.
I'm taking notes.
Do take notes because this will allow you to not use such an ugly word.
Oh good, well that'll be helpful for this show.
Sure. Very good.
Puff pillow. Fish cave or baby door? Eve's tunnel. Satan's doorbell, but only use this word when you're referring to the female's. Reverse blowhole. A skin wand scarf. Egg crate or even bullet wound. One of my personal favorites, a sin flower. Moist camel hump. A harpy's nest or even a canker blossom. Silk barnacle. Flap dragon or clapper claw? Birth cannon, flesh wrap, DNA catcher.
God, I wish the audio was better.
Beak, yeah. Satan's trap, sin muscle, a folded flesh leaf.
All right, stop it right there.
Yes.
Somebody's going to have to do a little homework. These have to be transcribed.
Very good.
I will get the interns on that.
We will present them better.
Better yes. tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, dude, if you're going to do something.
Job. Hey. Yeah. Here's my tape. Yeah, right. I've got great comedy material, but I recorded it in my bathroom. Where was it? What was the video from? Where was he recording it?
It looked like it was recorded in his house. Yeah, I didn't say it was a big money website.
No, but the thing the material is
good. Yeah.
It's million-dollar material with a $5 delivery system.
Yeah,
all right, I would like to leave with, then I have one more I'd like to play.
Good.
The CMA Awards were this weekend, and I know we all watched them. Did you catch the great moment the announcer had?
No.
This is great. No. And the thing is, I can't tell if this is a pre-record gone bad or the announcer being misinformed. One of my dream gigs ever would be to announce an award show. I
Live,
think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Check this out from the CMAs.
The CMA Award for Female Vocalist of the Year goes to Miranda Lambert.
This is Martina McBride. This is Miranda Lambert's second winner for Female Vocalist of the Year.
Oops.
And that could easily just be a tape piece going bad.
All right, good stuff. That is
your magic audio. Role,
thank
right?
you, Rob. We will take a break, and we will come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
That was your highlight today.
Yeah, I was pleased with that.
God, that was funny. I love that. Welcome back to the show. Time for Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news today. I almost said audio vault. I've done okay.
You're doing great.
I'm gay. You know, it's funny. The body just, you know, I could do 4 hours probably if I had to, but the fact is you get to this point and your body's just saying,
you can
just a few more minutes.
See the finish line.
Mike, I just did some research. You're fooling about 50% of them.
Take it away with the news, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern at 697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia. Jimmy's is the official host of the TMOS 10 million download party. Join us there Saturday, December 3rd for karaoke at 7 p.m.
It's Marioke,
Buzz. Let me make a note of that.
That's how we tie our 10 millionth download into the whole Christmas thing. This really is going to be our only Christmas party out and about. We're going to have one here at the house,
right.
But you're not invited to that, ladies.
I'm gonna bring my Santa hat.
It's good. Bring your Santa hat. Yes. I think I might have a Santa suit floating around somewhere.
I'll bring my yarmulke.
Get it on RJ while it still fits.
And we will all be recreating live our performances with karaoke. And we're working on getting a fabulous prize for everybody that participates in karaoke. You will be entered in a drawing for
eligible
a great prize.
Win.
Are we still working on
that? Yes, we are.
A wonderful gift card that you're going to love for the holidays.
When do we draw for Secret Santa?
We'll do that before we have our party here.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Look forward
we'll
to that.
Yeah.
During
our marathon, which is coming up. I better get this knee healthy.
That's marathon.
Marathon. Very good.
I don't like that.
Jimmy's, it's December 3rd.
Of course you don't.
It's December 3rd.
I got one of these.
7 p.m.
Saturday night. Saturday night, December 3rd, 7 p.m. I'd love to get this in with somebody who's not going. Trying to get the commercial in, guys.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon.
All right. Very good.
Just follow Jimmy's on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you.
Or go to jimmystavern.com if
you
will.
See you Saturday, December 3rd.
See you there.
Very good.
When
is it?
Because I'm from Fairfax, a little something about me.
Okay.
And the show.
Very good.
Matt Bloom writes, I've been hearing and feeling a deep rumbling bass coming from the apartment below me all morning long. I was starting to get annoyed until I realized what it was. Your voice has the power to travel through walls like a hot knife through butter. If not for your podcast, I never would have met my favorite new neighbor.
Oh,
somebody listening to the show downstairs.
Very, very
cool is that?
I like that a lot.
Last week, we reported that the cost of a basic Thanksgiving dinner had gone up 13% to $49.20 for 10 people. But you and I both know most of us spend more than that, certainly for 10 people. Today, the Harris poll has how much we'll actually spend on the big meal this year.
Paul Harris.
52% of us expect to spend between $100 and $250. Only 31% of us expect to spend under $100. And 17% of us will spend over $250. Now, to save money, 60% of us will use coupons, 37% will shop at stores like Costco, and 34% will ask our guests to bring something.
Are you bringing in outsiders this year?
I don't think so. I think we're going to have a little family one, and I think it's going to be really kind of small. I don't even know. Carla's upstairs. She took the day off to nurse me back to health.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure how many. With all this crap that's been laid in my lap in the last week, I haven't thought. We were supposed to have it here, and I think we are going to have it here. But I told the ladies yesterday, I said, okay, my participation is cut in half.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be
doing
it.
You're a spectator this year.
You can't do it if you can't get it.
I think this is the first Thanksgiving in 10 years I'm not cooking a bird. I'm going to my Uncle George's. We're going to have between 40 and 45 people.
Oh, my God. That's a full house.
I have to mash 25 pounds of potatoes.
Now, that's a multi. I hear that, and I hear multi-table setup.
Oh, yeah.
How many tables?
It'll be multi-level setup. Some in the basement.
Wow.
I think we're doing two turkeys and two hams.
Tomorrow on the show, note to self, I wrote it down for today. We'll cover it tomorrow. Tomorrow, a round table as to what our Thanksgiving plans are.
Nice.
Very
okay,
good. What's going on.
Retail employees, meanwhile, are rising up against some stores' plans to start their Black Friday sales on Thanksgiving evening. Walmart plans to open at 10 p.m. Thursday evening, and Target is asking its workers to show up no later than 11 p.m. There's an online movement now of the retail workers revolting against this.
I am 1,000% behind the retail workers. You know, screw this, really. 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing, in effect, is you're not giving your employees Thanksgiving off.
Right.
That's really what that is, Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
That's abusing your employees, which you're known for and you have been known for decades. Don't do that. That is not fair.
Stop
you shouldn't do that. We don't need our consumer culture to be handied any more than it already
is.
And
can we have one day that's just family?
Yeah.
One
come
day.
On.
I spoke to someone at Target about it yesterday, and she said the idea was no bueno.
What an ass.
He is such an ass.
Jesus.
He takes a very noble cause.
Yeah, we're all like talking
he
about.
He just destroys everything we do.
Well, no, he's got 45 people he's going to be cutting potatoes
what
for.
What does he care?
10 o'clock
my
at
45
night.
White relatives.
You know what? I am really.
That don't work at Target.
All right, is it Walmart that's planning on doing
that? Yes.
Walmart opens at 10, which means their employees have to already be in place by then. Target is opening at midnight. They want their employees
but you know,
there by 11.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Carrie actually was on a conference call because she's with a clothing store at the Leesburg Outlets. They want all managers at all stores to work two 12-hour shifts Friday and Saturday each.
Now,
so
Friday,
24 hours over 48 hours.
Now, Friday, let's say Friday at 5 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I can even accept that.
Sure.
But when you're talking 10 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving night, the night after, it's crap.
Yeah, it is.
But Oscar nailed it. It's the family
that's
time.
That's what it's about.
Right.
We have to value that. We have to go back and value that. That's garbage.
I agree.
Hope this, I'm all behind
picks
this.
Up steam.
I'd almost like to take a picket sign out there, you know? I mean, we got the abortion picketers on the street. Why don't I say, hey, go to Walmart at 9:30 on Thanksgiving night.
Well, then you wouldn't be with your family.
You're right. Then I'd be doing the same thing I'm railing against. Thank you.
But Americans are apparently afraid to even go on vacation in this economy. A new survey shows half of us who still have jobs jobs, will end the year with a lot of unused vacation days, 11 days on average. And nearly 2 out of 5 workers say they won't take those days for fear it will make them seem less committed to their jobs.
Jeez. That's horrifying.
Welcome to the world.
It is. Police have cleared out the Occupy Wall Street protesters from Zuccotti Park in New York and in cities across the country. In most cases, the protesters are being told they can return, even protest 24/7, just not with tents or sleeping bags or barbecue grills. Now, this has gotten ugly in New York, where this morning a judge has issued an injunction telling the police they have to allow the protesters back in the park with the tents. Oh. The protesters have returned with the tents. The police are not letting them back in, despite the judge's order. This is beginning to get ugly in New York. We'll have an update on
I'm organizing a similar protest, but it's going to be high-end Italian motorcycles. I'm going to be doing it at Ducati Park.
Excellent. I'll see you there. I'll have my helmet.
Sorry.
Has Evan called the New York police, making them put the grills back?
No, so you could sell man grades to them? He actually is with them.
Is he really? Yeah, he is the 1%.
Well, he's small business. Small business generally supports
him. Evan's a very liberal-minded individual.
Yeah, and small business, if you remember, any small business lives off really loans from banks.
Right.
Right.
And I think that people forget that you're never going to need a loan from a bank if you're the 1%.
Right.
Right.
That's
right.
I mean, that's just the reality.
You've got the reserves.
Yes.
That's what the whole 1%'s all about.
Right.
These guys getting $400 million bonuses are with the banks that have all the reserves of cash that they are sitting on.
Hoarding,
that's part of the deal.
Hoarding.
Right. Hoarding. But go ahead. Right. Elect Herman Cain.
And you're never going to get a loan from a bank if you're worth more dead than alive.
Yes, that's right. You're worth more dead than alive, George.
Congress is facing 2 money deadlines over the next 2 weeks. The lawmakers are expected to make the first deadline easily, beating the Friday mark for keeping the government up and running. And there's talk the lawmakers on that super committee might also make their November 23rd deadline for turning around the deficit problem. That committee's tasked with cutting spending and or raising taxes to the tune of $1.5 trillion.
I hate that tune.
There are signs of compromise on both sides now. There are also signs they'll do some fudging to make the numbers work. Oh. Republicans are careful to talk about tax reform and revenue increases, but not the phrase tax hikes. They say they're sticking to their pledge of no new taxes.
I like fudge.
And Herman Cain, the aforementioned, he is no longer the front runner in the Republican presidential race.
Did it take him long enough?
They finally
did it
got
really to... take the Republicans
took,
long enough?
Took
to...
a couple of weeks.
Unbelievable, though.
The latest polls show the Cain's gaffes, including his handling of the sexual harassment charges, have hurt him. He's down 11 points in the latest poll, leaving a 2-way tie between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich.
Libya.
And
Libya.
Hey, maybe if you put on a Libyan hat.
He looks good in all hats.
He really does, and sweater vests.
American Eagle Airlines is being fined $900,000 for keeping hundreds of passengers on the tarmac for hours back in May. That was just a month after new rules went into effect, ordering the airlines to let people off of delayed planes.
Do you have the harp sound effect there, Mark? Do you know where that is? Can you see the harp? It's right over on the left one. JetBlue. Listen to your future, JetBlue.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are next.
Thank you.
Another effect of that rule has been the cancellation of more flights. And finally, the airline news gets weird at this point. In Ireland, the head of Ryanair says he hopes to offer an app that allows passengers to gamble and watch porn in flight.
Hello. Ooh,
wow, I hope those are leather seats.
Thank you. Oh, gross.
Quoting the thoughtful CEO, I'm not talking about having it on the screens of the backs of seats for everyone to see. It would be on handheld devices. Well, that'll keep one hand free.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
What a lovely segue into this. Our show today was brought to you by AdamandEve.com.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
For a limited time, I get a 50% off just about anything.
Sounds like your brother.
From toys to videos. In fact, order one item at 50% off and get 3 free adult DVDs plus free shipping on the entire order. Use the code TMOS on checkout. Yes, we sell this stuff too occasionally.
Probably.
To get this special offer, enter TMOS as the offer code at AdamandEve.com. Or go through the ad link on our website.
Do it.
That's it for everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show.
Peter Brady.
I'm going through puberty.
You know what's really great, Mike? The honeymoon's over.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow should be interesting.
Should be.
Prepare.
Yeah.
You all might want to have maybe a drink before you get it.
Good idea.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, how are you? Hi, Mikey. Hi, bosses. Hello, Oscar.
Hello, come here.
I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.
Come here, beso, sir.
Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to weep.
It's a very good thing.
The loving that you're giving is what keeps me living. And the love is like a peaches and cream.
Have a good day, you too. Okay.
I kinda like sugar, kinda like spices, kinda like what you do.
Come on in, everybody try. No, how are you? Come on in, everybody try.
Sweet thing.
Everybody try.